Let's take the Word of God tonight and go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And in just a moment, we will begin in verse number 1 and read down to verse number 10. I want to ask you something this evening, and you can raise your hand to respond. How many's favorite season is spring? Would you raise your hand? That's your favorite season, all right? How many of your favorite season is summer? Okay, most of the kids, all right, I understand. And, all right, sorry, Bill, about that, all right? Okay, I said kids, I seen Bill Seaman's hand up anyway, all right? And how many of your favorite season is fall? Would you raise your hand? Maybe the most right there. Now, how many's favorite season is winter? Would you raise your hand? All right. Tim, do you got your hand raised? All right, okay. Tim is like, I don't know, he likes it to be cold, all right? And so I don't understand that, you know. I like it to be hot, you know. Well, let me tell you something. Every one of us, when we talk about the seasons that we have, as far as spring, summer, fall, and winter, we have different likes. We have different times that's favorite. May I tell you that there is a beauty in every season that we have in Ohio. There's a beauty in it. Now, I'm not much for winter, but there is something beautiful about a snowy day when the sun is shining on the snow and glistening. There's a beauty about that. There's a beauty about the fall time and the trees are changing and the leaves are falling. There's a beauty. There's a beauty in the summer on a beautiful summer day. There's a beauty in springtime as things are growing and green is coming back and all of that. But in every season, physically, there is some burdens. There are some things to deal with. Tonight, I'm not speaking about seasons that we deal with physically as far as the summer and spring and whatever it may be. But these are seasons of our soul. Seasons of our soul. Seasons that we all go through. Seasons that you go through in life. It could be that you have just gone through a season of burdens, a season of trials in your life. Well, it won't last. It's a season. But I want you to know you'll be back in that season. You'll be there. It could be a season of blessing, and when it seems like the sun is shining and everything works well, and that's wonderful, but it won't last because we will be back in the seasons of burdens. Tonight, I want you to see that God is in control of all of the seasons. Just as much as God is in control of spring, summer, and fall, and winter, and all of that, our God is in control of the spring of our soul, the summer of our soul, the fall of our soul, and the winter time. May God help us tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we begin in verse number 1. Now, it's going to seem a little strange, but Solomon is going back and forth from one negative to a positive, from a blessing to a burden. And in the midst of it all, God is there. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And may I say to you that that one verse right there, we ought to memorize it because it will help us through our life. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. And look in verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Now, my dear church, tonight, I do not know what season you are in. I don't know what season you are in your marriage, in your family, in your work, in your own physical life, maybe of health or whatever it may be. But may I tell you this evening that all of us encounter seasons. And God has a purpose for every season. Now, I'm with you in the sense that there are some seasons that I love and there are some seasons that I do not enjoy. I will tell you this, January and February are my hardest months to deal with. You know, November, Thanksgiving, you know, and then Christmas time, but January, Santa Claus is gone. You know, I mean, it's just kind of rough, you know. And January, it's cold, it's gray, especially in Ohio when, you know, it's cold and it's just kind of like you're a new year and, you know, things are going. February is cold and all of that. But may I tell you that we need January and February before we need March. You see, God has a reason for every season that we go through. And God wants us to see tonight, there are seasons of our soul. Now, by the way, you and I are just alike in the sense that in every season we can find something to complain about, can we not? You know, isn't it amazing that in the wintertime we can complain and I complain? But in the summertime, we can complain about how hot it is. And in the springtime, we can complain about allergies or whatever it may be, or the dampness. Or in the fall, we can complain about looking forward to winter, you know, and that it's coming. But it's amazing also in life, it is true about human nature, that no matter what season we are in tonight, the season of our soul, we can find something to complain about. I want to give you a few simple thoughts tonight that I pray that God would use to help you and to help me. Number one, every season has its burdens. Every season. Brethren, in God's purpose, the seasons of your life and of my life are leading somewhere beautiful. Why? Because verse 11 says, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. If we are not careful, we escape during seasons that we don't enjoy. Now, I'm not speaking of escaping and going to warmer climate. I think that's a very godly spiritual thing to do, all right? I've always joked about, we have people that go to Florida, that I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to visit people, and I probably need to go there January and February just to check on them, you know? And it'll take me about 8 weeks to see them all, you know? And I jokingly say that, but can I tell you this, that God, in His providence and in His sovereignty, God has a purpose for all the seasons of your life. They are leading somewhere. Now, by the way, I understand that we may say, well, Pastor, I'm not getting younger. Pastor, my health is not getting better. But brethren, do you know that the greatest day for the child of God is the day that they see Jesus Christ in heaven? That is beauty beyond what we could imagine. And by the way, there is a beauty, and Ohio is a beautiful place. It really is. Tennessee, where I'm from, is a beautiful place. In my opinion, there's no place more beautiful in the fall when you go to the Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's a beautiful place. But can I tell you this? You and I think we know what beauty is. Just wait till we get to heaven, brother. There is no beauty like heaven because it is perfect there. It is not cursed with sin as our earth is cursed with sin. But every season has its burdens. You and I think in many ways that we're going to get to some place in life where we have no burdens. Take your Bibles and let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And I want to show you something tonight. No matter where you are in your life, that season will have its burdens. Do you ever think back to years ago and you think back to maybe when you first got married and then you first had children and the little kids running around the house Boy, that was a wonderful season. I can still remember coming home often and coming home and my little kids, 2 and 3 years of age and just little. And man, I'd come home and they'd run and wrap their arms around my legs. And I'd walk through the house with a kid on each leg, you know. And that was a wonderful season, but that season cannot stay. The season has to move. It has to go. But there are blessings in this season, but there are also burdens. I can also remember worrying about the kids when they got sick and remember going into the room, checking on them and the burdens of having a little small child and teaching them so many new things and different things and all of that. There's a burden about it. Every season has its burdens. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a," what's the next word? "Season. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Do you know the Bible tells us here that we might be in a season if need be. Now, who determines if we need it? It is God Almighty. God is the one who says, "I have determined and I have planned that you need this season of trials." Now, we don't want trials. We don't want heartaches. We don't want sorrow. We do not want burdens. But God in His wisdom says, "I love you. I want you to develop into like the Lord Jesus Christ. I have greater things for you. And if need be, I'm going to send you this." Do you know that some of God's packages are wrapped in black? Do you know that some of God's packages, gifts that He gives to us, we don't want the gifts? We think of God just giving us blessing upon blessing, and we think of God as somewhat of some proverbial genie in the bottle, per se, that we just want blessings from God. But God knows what we need, and there are times when we need trials. We need burdens to bear. You see, brethren, tonight, no matter where you are in life, that season will have its burdens. Now, here is the problem. Your contentment tonight and my contentment and our fulfillment in life or our lack thereof is always a function of our expectations. Do you know why tonight would there be, and I do not know who, but maybe tonight you are not fulfilled. Maybe this evening that you fail in a sense that you are not satisfied, you are not content with the season that God has brought you into. Why is that? It is because your expectations are unrealistic. You see, oftentimes we expect people and we expect things to fulfill us when that is unrealistic in life. You see, so often in life, we set ourselves up for discontentment. We set ourselves up for a complaint when we build unrealistic expectations of God and His purposes in our lives. But 1 Peter 1:6 says, "If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Is it not true that so often when trials come our way, it's not just one trial? How many has ever noticed that before? Would you raise your hand tonight? It seems like one wave after another, does it not? It seems like one thing after another. I just dealt with this, and then the next week I deal with this, and then the next day I deal with this, because God is saying, "I am sending manifold temptations your way if need be." But we get discontent and we're unsatisfied because we expect of God that He is just supposed to bless us. You see, so often we view Jesus as our servant to meet our needs rather than as our Savior. How do you view God tonight? Do you view God as just some, in many ways, just some person who is blessing you and giving you this and giving you that, and we need to pray and God gives us that, and we pray and God gives us that, and yes, we are to seek God. Yes, He said, "Ye have not because ye ask not." But so often God is going to bring burdens to our life to mold us into His image. So tonight, every season has its blessings. Yes, it has its blessings. It has its burdens tonight. And may I say this, that when you serve God, there are many blessings. There's no doubt about it. When you obey God, He says that He will bless us. But remember what the Bible says in John 16:33. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now when I look in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, do you know what I see? I see birth and I see death. We had children here tonight, and is little Titus in here now? All right. You got him on the floor somewhere? Okay, no, I'm joking, all right? But Titus is over there, and I've seen him before church. And Miss Kayla told me that she was going to put some overalls on him this morning, but they were just too big for him, you know? So that would have been cool, you know? And but anyway, you know, we look at little Titus, and his life is new, is it not? I mean, he's got new hair. That's kind of cool, you know? He's got, everything's new about him, you know? He's growing, and it's an exciting thing. But we don't like to talk about the season of death, but it will come. You see, Solomon is going back and forth in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He says, a time of war and a time of peace. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to gather stones and all of these different things. It is going back and forth in life. That is the life that we live. Seasons that God brings into our life. And in the midst of all that, there are burdens and there are blessings, but they overlay each other. You see, I want you to understand tonight that you may be in a season of great burdens, but overlaid within that are some great blessings for you. You see, God wants us to understand that there is a purpose behind every lesson, every season. One great lesson that we learn from Solomon's description that we find in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is to expect hardship in life. And I'm just going to be honest with you tonight that there are difficult things that we all are going to have to deal with. Loss of life and health issues and burdens and things that we must deal with. Solomon is saying expect hardship, and we generally live trying to avoid the burdens, do we not? We generally live trying to avoid any hardship in life, and we sometimes think, well, this cannot be God's will because it's a burden and it is a hard thing to deal with. But brethren, it's a season. If need be, that God has sent our way out of love for you and me. You see, because sometimes, here's what we do. We escape. We escape in our minds. And so often, we tend to look back and we think about how good life was years ago. And we think about all the blessings and we forget that there was burdens within the midst of those blessings. You know, we talk about the good old days. But when we were in those so-called good old days, we didn't think they were good old days, you know. We look back on that. Boy, those were the good old days there. But we didn't think that when we were there. You see, sometimes when we go through the season of burden, we look back and we think, that's where I need to get back to. Or we look in the future and we think, well, someday things will be better. And someday things will be exactly the way that they need to be. But we are missing that God has a purpose in the season that we are in. And in many ways, if we look back and think that's where life was really good, or we look forward and we say that that's going to be really good, then ultimately what we're saying is right now is not good at all. Right now is not the Lord's will. And you see, you will always be trying to get back to where you were or forward to some imaginary future in life where there are not many burdens and only blessings, and instead you are not savoring what God has for you in the now. God wants us to enjoy the life that we have now. Enjoy the season where you are at now in your life. In fact, I believe that God wants us to expect the season of burden and to embrace it as a gift from God, knowing that God has a purpose behind that season. The seasons of burdens. God wants us to know tonight, every season has its burdens. Number two, every season has its beauty. Now, take your Bibles, go to Galatians chapter 6, and I want you to look in verse number 7. Now, can I tell you something? Folks, right now, where you are at in your life is pretty special. Because this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't want to live my life looking in the rearview mirror. And I don't want to live my life looking to the future. What about now? What about the blessings that God has for you now? Yes, there are burdens in every season, but every season has its beauty. There are things that God wants us to see. There are things that God wants us to enjoy now. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now we know that verse, but let's read on. Verse 8, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." But look in verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." You see, so often we have a hard time seeing the beauty during the season of burden. We're blinded to it. We don't see. We are in some ways, when we go through hardships and we go through pressures in life, when we go through sorrow and heartache, all we can think about and all we can see is that burden, and we can see the hardship. But let us, by God's grace, understand that there is a divine author behind all of it. Let us understand that God has sent the package our way. He has sent the gift to us. And there is beauty in the sense to know that God is behind it all. The Lord is there. Every season has its beauty. Brethren, let us choose to see the beauty beyond the burdens, to cherish every season that God brings our way in spite of the trials, knowing that God makes no mistakes. Now, I want to ask you something. Have you ever gone through a great season of trials, and then maybe a month later, maybe years later, you look back upon that and you see what God was doing, and it was one of the greatest things in your life? How many can attest to that tonight? Absolutely. You see, brethren, when we're going through it, we cannot see. But through eyes of faith, we must know that every season has its beauty. God is doing something. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." You see, that is the beauty. The beauty is what God is working through this. You see, brethren, rather than living to escape now, and rather than living to get to some place in life where you think you're going to have contentment and fulfillment, let us enjoy now. Let us enjoy the day. Let us enjoy the season. No matter if there are burdens, and there will be burdens to every season, but there is a beauty. There is a blessing in every season. You see, so often we want to live in another day, in another time. Every season has its burden. Every season has its beauty. Number three, the last thing tonight, every season has a better path. Now let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, because I want to show you this. Every season has a better path. Now, what is he talking about here? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, let's pick back up in verse number 11. And I want to read down to verse 14, and then we're going to pick up a little bit more here. Notice what the Bible says. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." Verse 12. "I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. And look in verse 14 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Now go to verse number 20, if you would notice this. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Now Solomon is dealing with, at the end of this chapter, he is talking about eternity. He is talking about the day that we will be with our Heavenly Father. You see, brethren, did God ever mean for it that we can find total fulfillment here on earth? I don't think so. Now, we can find our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can find satisfaction that is found only in Christ. But brethren, I'm going to tell you something. There is something within all of our hearts that know that there is something better. There is a better path. And that is when we meet the Lord with the Lord Jesus in heaven one day. There's a better path. What is the better path during the season? Well, first, the better path is, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the better path is to trust Him and to accept Him as your personal Savior. Because without the Lord, you will spend eternity separated from God. Secondly, the better path is that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, cherish the Lord Jesus. Know Him. Walk with Him. Because when we choose to embrace the burdens as well as the beauty of life, we will see God's handiwork behind it. Look, this is a choice tonight. Do you know that I have found something to be true? We can choose to complain, or we can choose to praise the Lord. It's a choice. You say, well, I can't praise the Lord. No, it's a choice. We can choose to murmur, or we can choose to praise God. We can choose to be depressed and down and discouraged, or we can choose to realize that God is behind it all and we can have the joy of the Lord. We can. It is a choice. So Solomon is saying there's a better path to take. You and I could take the path of always looking at our burdens and always murmuring and complaining about the burdens, or we can choose the path to cherish the day and to cherish what God is doing in our hearts. You see, there is God's handiwork behind all of it. Perhaps today is just a day of planting, that one day you will yield a great harvest. And you know what? We had this special day today. And man, I'm encouraged that all of these farmers came and these families came. And boy, we're in the fellowship hall talking to them and spending time with them and praying in my heart that God, maybe you would lead this person to our church. And Lord, maybe you would lead this person to come to know the Lord, whatever it may be. But brethren, we planted seed today. And guess what? Do you know when farmers plant, there is a good investment? You know that? I've had farmers tell me that when they plant the seed, there are thousands of dollars worth of seed and work and labor in the ground. And they're just waiting for the harvest. Guess what? Anything worthwhile, we've got to make an investment in it. And this morning, we made an investment. We planted seed. Now, we have no idea how God will give forth the fruit and give forth the increase. Maybe as parents, we think, man, I'm investing in my children. I'm teaching and I'm training. Do they get anything? Are they going to live for God? Are they going to hear anything? We are planting. But praise God that we can expect the harvest to come. You see, every season has a better path. Discontentment, do you know that it flows from a scrambling heart? What do I mean by that? A heart that is attempting to fulfill our desires our way rather than trusting God. Do you know why sometimes we are not content? It's because we don't like the season God has brought our way, and we rebel against the season, and therefore we're scrambling to try to fix the season. Now look, come January, I don't care what you and I do, we're not going to change it. That's going to be cold outside. We're not going to change that. You know what? We can do whatever we want to do, but it's going to be cold and it's going to snow and it's going to have gray days. We cannot change that. But how often in life God brings us through a season of trial, a season of heartache, a season of suffering, a season maybe of loneliness, a season of whatever it may be, and we resist the season. We rebel against what God has brought into our life, and it produces a discontentment, but the discontentment is directed against God. That's why Paul said that I have learned in whatsoever state I am, you could almost say season I am, therewith to be content. You know what Paul was basically saying? He was saying, I am going to be content with what God has brought my way. Do you think Paul was saying, boy, I love to be stoned. Man, it's a really fun thing to be stoned, you know? Was Paul stoned? Yeah. Was Paul beaten with rods? Yeah. Do you think Paul said, boy, this is a great thing. Just go ahead and get a rod and beat me. I love it, man. It's great. It feels good. No. Do you think Paul loved that his friends forsook him? Do you think that Paul enjoyed being in prison? No, he did not enjoy that. But he learned in that season to be content that God had brought it to his life for a purpose. But when our hearts are scrambling and we're trying to fix the season because we don't like it, you see, discontentment runs contrary to God's timeline in rushed favor of my own. Basically, what we are saying is, God, I don't like this season, and I'm getting out of this season quickly because I can't handle it anymore. And we rush and run ahead of God. You see, this is when we put our desires ahead of God, saying, God, I don't want this. Do you know how proud and arrogant you and I would be and so self-serving and self-sufficient if the Lord did not break us constantly? God wants to bring us to that place to where we see that we should not despise the season. I don't know where you're at tonight. I know what season I'm in. I don't know where you're at. But can I tell you something? God on purpose has brought you to this season. Now what we want to do, let's hurry and get past this season. Let's get past this. Let's get through this, you know? I remember being in school and thinking, you know, I just want to get past this, you know? I just want to get through school. But wait a minute, God had me there for a season. I remember going to college, and I remember my first few years being in Bible college and thinking, man, I got to serve God. Man, the world is dying, and Jesus is coming back anytime. I'm going to quit college and get into the ministry serving the Lord. Well, God had a season. It wasn't in my timetable, and it wasn't like I wanted it to be, but God had a purpose, and our discontentment is when we despise this season and we want another season. When we say, I don't like winter, I love fall. Well, fall is going to come, but it's going to take a while. Well, I don't like summer, I like spring. Well, spring will come again, but we've got to wait for the season. Brethren, tonight, when we push forward in self-will rather than trusting God, it makes us discontent in our life. And therefore, we have no joy. What season are you in tonight? We go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Can we go back to that first verse there? And I want to show you this once again. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Brethren, tonight, I believe that many of us ought to come to this altar, and we ought to get on our face before God and say, Lord, right now, I want to embrace and cherish the season that you have brought my life. Lord, I may not like it, but Lord, you brought it to me. And Father, I pray that you would help me to accept it and to rejoice in what you are doing. Because brethren, tonight, there is a God in heaven who has brought you to your season, whatever your season may be. You know that when you study that, sometimes we have a season of loss. Sometimes we have a season of gain. Sometimes we have a season of death or a season of life. Whatever season you are at, God is behind it. And God has brought it to you. Let us trust Him for it. Let us cherish where we're at now. Let us accept, look, this day, after this day is over, you will never get back this day. Never. And when we wish away all the days that we don't like, we are wishing away the life that God has planned for us. Yes, every season has its burden, but every season has its beauty. And there is a better path that we can take. The path is to accept it, not to resist it, not to rebel against the season, but to say, God, I accept this. Help me to learn what I should learn from this season. The seasons of your soul. Let's pray together.